Bombale Kakolele is an ally of renegade General Laurent Nkunda.
We have decided to attack them all the side, the North Kivu and South Kivu and Ituri.
He says fighting continues in several places in North Kivu. The UN mediated a ceasefire between warring army and rebel troops at the beginning of September, but Kakolele accuses the army of continuing attacks despite the ceasefire. Now, he says, his men are going on the offensive.
We cannot accept every day to attack us, then we're still quiet. It's not good.
Army officials say more than 70 rebels have been killed in a series of battles that started Thursday. Kakolele says his men are protecting ethnic Tutsis against attacks by ethnic Hutu rebels from Rwanda, known as FDLR. Kakolele accuses the government of allying with FDLR. He says his men will not stop fighting until the Hutu combatants are ousted.
We are going to make a guerrilla warfare for them because we want to finish the negative forces. We want to finish them.
Shikes Diemu is Congo's defense minister. He says fighting restarted because Nkunda's men were smuggling weapons into Congo near the border with Rwanda.
Of course, when you attack, others are reacting, but we don't have any national policy to attack him.
He says his government is working with Rwanda, Burundi, and Uganda to bring peace to the east and to disarm and repatriate the FDLR.
Four states that have met. We committed, all of us, to say what should we do with negative forces, what should we do with refugees, what should we do for development and peace.
Fighting spread Saturday to Virunga National Park, home of endangered Congolese mountain gorillas. Animal welfare charity Wildlife Direct said park rangers had to flee because Nkunda's men were trying to forcibly recruit them to their ranks. Wildlife Direct spokeswoman Samantha Newport told reporters that the gorillas are now unprotected and extremely vulnerable. Only 700 of the endangered gorillas are left in the wild. 10 are known to have been killed, and 2 are missing from the park since January. Saleh Hennessy for VOA News, Dakar.